This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Catholics' holiest site is filled with a most unholy history. Greed, backstabbing, and overarching ambition are etched into the foundations of St. Peter's Basilica, the seat of the Roman Catholic Church. In 1624, two of Italy's greatest architects, Gianlorenzo Bernini and Francesco Borromini, came together for a building project inside the basilica. Their intense professional rivalry lasted for the rest of their lives and transformed Rome, ushering in the Baroque style of architecture. Their feud is the subject of a new book by author Jake Morrissey. He begins by describing Bernini, a suave and diplomatic sculptor-turned-architect.
Bernini was probably the greatest artist of his age. Everything he touched, sculpture, architecture, painting, set design, playwriting, politics, diplomacy, he excelled at. He was probably the Steven Spielberg of his age.
He's a Renaissance man.
Absolutely. Everything he did well. And he was the friend of every pope he ever worked for, princes. He was the undisputed artistic arbiter in Europe at the time.
And his personality and who he was, in stark contrast, you write, with Borromini.
That's absolutely true. Borromini was one of those people who was probably manic depressive. He had a hair trigger sense of honor. He was very sensitive to criticism of his work as an architect and stone cutter. And he felt all of his life that Bernini, as the man who was sort of sat at the top of the architectural and artistic pyramid in Rome, didn't deserve the attention and accolades he got. So he was jealous and he was bitter of a rival's success.
And they both got the commission to do St. Peter's.
The end of the actual construction of St. Peter's happened during these two men's early in their careers. And they had the responsibility of completing what's called the baldacchino, which is the enormous 90-foot-tall, 70-ton piece of bronze sculpture that actually stands above the main altar at St. Peter's, which is allegedly over the tomb of St. Peter himself. And the Pope at the time, Pope Urban VIII, gave the commission to Bernini to design this. And Bernini was one of those people who was much more interested in the art and the architecture than he was in the actual execution of this. And he wanted to put an enormous statue of Christ the Redeemer at the top of the baldacchino, which would have been fine, except the fact that the huge statue would have crushed the baldacchino onto the floor of the basilica. So it took Borromini, the sort of engineer, to persuade Bernini that, in fact, this was a stupid thing to do and to come up with another idea to put on top of the baldacchino. So the work of these two artists is essentially the major piece of art and architecture in the basilica itself.
And so what happened at the end of it? It didn't end well for Borromini.
No, it did not. What happened with Borromini and Bernini at St. Peter's was Borromini and Bernini's brother-in-law had actually entered into an agreement, essentially a cooperative, that provided marble to St. Peter's. And Bernini had been appointed by the Pope to be the architect of St. Peter's, whose responsibility was essentially to complete the enormous basilica. And this should have been a really lucrative job and position for Borromini and Bernini's brother-in-law to be in, and this partnership should have flourished. And as the went along, Borromini kept noticing that while they were making a little bit of money, they weren't making nearly as much as they should, given all the business they had. And he realized that Bernini's brother-in-law was giving Bernini kickbacks.
Sounds very New Jersey.
It sounds very New Jersey. It sounds very 2005. And essentially what happened was Bernini was skimming money off the top as payment for the privilege of providing marble to St. Peter's. When Borromini found this out, he was livid, and he essentially quit work at St. Peter's and said, I don't want to have anything more to do with this man or this project. I refuse to work under this man at all. And he never did again.
What happened to these two men, Bernini and Borromini, after they parted ways? What happened with their careers?
Bernini continued to be the great architect in Rome, and the great artist in Rome, actually. And Borromini went out to try to find work, essentially. And he found smaller commissions, commissioned by small religious orders that we've never heard of nowadays, whereas Bernini himself continued to work at St. Peter's and take sort of the larger commissions of the sort of ruling families of Rome. Borromini went from sort of small commission to small commission. And after a while, despite his genius, everyone decided that he was frankly too much trouble to work with. So he died rather tragically one evening in the 1660s.
He committed suicide.
He committed suicide. He was trying to work late into one hot August night, and his doctors and his few friends had asked him if he could to get some sleep. And he said, "I'll go to sleep if you promise me that you, the servant, will light the lamp again." And the servant said he would. And a few hours later, Borromini woke up again and asked the servant to light the lamp. And the servant refused and told him to go back to sleep. And Borromini had had enough. And he had a large ceremonial sword in his bedroom that he fell on. His screams obviously aroused the house. The sword was pulled out of him, and he lived for about a day after he did this to himself. And he lived long enough for a notary to come to his house and take notes about why he actually did this to himself.
That is extraordinary.
It can't get more Italian
Baroque.
Or more, exactly, or more operatic, exactly. It was, you can't make this kind of stuff up.
So when all is said and done, which architect, Bernini or Borromini, is now considered, nearly 400 years later, the better architect of the two?
I think if you talk to architects and you talk to people who are actually interested in architecture, I think the more creative and the more imaginative and the more unusual and personal architect is Borromini. I think Bernini is probably the greatest sculptor who ever became an architect. I mean, he's done some amazing buildings. He's done some astonishing other churches in Rome. And this sort of central St. Peter's Square, where the actual where the Pope's actual funeral was, is actually Bernini's. And it's brilliant. But I think day to day, if you had to ask who was the better architect, it would be Borromini. Frank Gehry has said that essentially nobody has done anything unique since Borromini, and everything Gehry has been doing over the years has been essentially a reinterpretation of Borromini's use of space and twisting stone to make it look almost plastic and fluid, not unlike what Gehry does with metal and a lot more sophisticated technology.
Jake Morrissey is the author of The Genius in the Design, Bernini, Borromini, and the Rivalry that Transformed Rome. It's published by William Morrow. And Jake Morrissey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.